Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Crouch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti misplays the ball. That's an error on Storti. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Kahm moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Crouch and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Sharon reaches third base with a triple. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Storti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Garms steals second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Garms moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garms scores. Storti moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 0 for 1 in the game. Crouch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to third. Garms moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West scores. Garms moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Connolly reaches third base with a triple. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Browns. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Connolly scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crouch fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crouch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Connolly hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Campbell moves to second. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan pinch hits for Harley Boss. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Morgan now playing first base. Jack Crouch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crouch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crouch hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 3 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Sharon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Wells moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Dick Porter. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.